If we call the land that Jesus stepped foot on holy, imagine the womb that carried him. We call the Holy Land holy because Jesus had lived there, had stepped foot there, had made a place for himself there. But imagine the womb that carried him. Wouldn't it be holier because of that? And that is the important thing that we need to remember when we remember the Immaculate Conception. In the Old Testament, what was in the Ark of the Covenant? What's what in the Ark of the Covenant? The Ten Commandments, right? The two tablets, right? So the two tablets of the Ten Commandments, and in the desert, they also put manna in there, right? And also, later on, the staff of Moses, the great prophet. So the Ark of the Covenant includes within itself the things that were important for the covenant, right? But those were tangible things, right? And the Ark of the New Covenant contained not just things, it contained God himself, the Son of God. And this Ark of the New Covenant is Mary herself. This is how we need to understand that Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant. And oftentimes when I hear our non-Catholic brothers and sisters said, but St. Paul said that all men have sinned, therefore all men need the grace of God. If Mary did not sin, then that means she's almost like God. She didn't need God's grace. But the church teaches us that Mary is conceived with what we call preeminent grace. Meaning the grace of the cross, the grace that Jesus Christ died on the cross according to God's time, Kairos, was already foreseen and given to her at her moment of conception. No one was outside of God's grace, including Mary. But she was saved before and ahead of the action that Jesus had done on the cross itself. Because God foresaw that. God loved her, and God had given her the special mission to be the new Ark of the Covenant that did not contain the things of the covenant, but the covenant itself, the Son of God. Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant, not because she was proud, not because she was entitled to it, but because of her humility. Mother Mary, all of us were taught to fall in love with her. And it's one of the things that I'm glad that I'm Catholic. Because in my own Catholic faith, and I hope it's yours too, she never deter us away from loving God. For me as a priest and as a Catholic, she always led me to God himself. My brothers and sisters, Mary, even though did not have original sin when she was born, that did not mean that she did not get tempted, right? As a matter of fact, we see in our own life, when we begin to love God, what happens? St. Ignatius of Loyola said, first, when we begin to love God, the devil will tell us, you're no good. You're no good. Who do you think you are that you can earn the love of God in your life by putting us down, by telling us that we are beyond salvation, beyond redemption. But once we make the commitment and begin to change our lives, then he comes in and sweet talks us with lies. Telling us, oh no, just do whatever you want, man. YOLO. You only live once. Why worry too much about it? Right? And then you love God, and that's good enough. But loving God or having faith is much more than an intellectual recognition. It's the following, even when we don't know why. And Mother Mary did that. Imagine someone who had to stand by the foot of the cross and witness her own son die. Many of you are parents or grandparents. Imagine if you have to stay by the bedside of your loved ones. It already hurt you, right? Mary knew. Mary underwent. Mary could know what you're going through when doubts appear, when temptation appear, when despair creep in. So Mother Mary, teach us how to walk by faith and not by sight. Because some days, that's all we can do. One foot after another. But yet, at times when we don't see, it's perfectly fine, my brothers and sisters, to ask Mother Mary to lead you to Christ. She sees, she saw, she knows, and she will lead you to Christ. My brothers and sisters, life of faith isn't easy. It isn't easy. There will be times when we will have doubts. Despair will come in, and then we ask God, why did you allow this to happen? Mary knows. She understood. She stood by the cross when she didn't know why. When it hurt her so much, she knows. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, learn from Mary that all of us need to have time to ponder the things that have been given to us and to reflect upon the Word of God. Oftentimes, we come to God only at the last option, or we rush our prayers. I'm very guilty of that. Sometimes we wait until the last minute and we said, God, oh no, I don't have any other options. I need you, but I only have 20 seconds. Speak. Do your thing. And then nothing? Really? And then we make our decision. And then when we fail, then we said, oh God, why did you abandon me? Why did you allow this to happen? Well, perhaps we rush through prayer. Perhaps we wait until the last minute. Do we give God enough time in discernment, in pondering His words and reflecting His words yet or not? Or we only come to Him when it's convenience, when it's the last option, when it's necessary. Mary walked with the Lord every day, every moment, even at times she didn't understand why. Therefore, I'm asking you to do the same. Whatever is going on in your life right now, trust, know that the Lord is with you, that He will do according to His words. And today, the reading from Luke include the verse that I chose for my priesthood, and I invite you to live that as well. Behold, I am the handmaid, or I am the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word, to your promise, to your faithfulness. Help me to abide by you, to persevere, to stand with you, and to love you always, Lord Jesus.